I got involved with the Iditarod with the very first race, just watching the activity on Front Street and Dome. I was 10 years old, I guess, and watching the first mushers come down the street, and then subsequent years was involved in a lot of different ways, mostly with aftercare of the dogs, but I always sold Iditarod annuals. Dorothy Page and Joe Reddington Sr. were a couple of my early life heroes, and as a kid growing up in Nome, most of my childhood heroes were Iditarod dog mushers, so it's been a part of my life for a long time. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because it's an Alaskan institution, and there's nothing I'm more proud of than being a kid who grew up in Nome, and such a big part of that is the Iditarod. It's always been referred to as the end of the trail, but for me, it was the center of the universe the whole time I was a kid growing up, and every March, the whole month of March, it was Iditarod fever, and it's just a big part of who I am. So one of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was in 1978, the Rick Swenson, Dick Mackey photo finish. It was back in the days where we didn't have all the protocols about people being in the chute and out the chute. It was pretty wild, wild west. And, you know, I was in the chute, and I think I might have been tangled up in a dog team. I know that I had the closest thing to a front row seat that anybody could get. And it's fun every once in a while to look at the pictures and feel like I was right there. Those classic photos. And of course, when Libby Riddles won the race, there was a picture taken of her with her lead dog sitting on top of a 55-gallon drum. And my face is right next to the dog's ass. And it went worldwide. So I got to be famous for holding up a dog's rear. What I know for sure in life is that I have been blessed beyond measure to be an Alaskan, to be a part of this race, and to have the family and the friends that I have that all share the values of what this race and what being an Alaskan is all about. And I look forward to being an avid supporter for decades to come.